Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. I'll briefly review. The Mishnah enumerated and listed all those in charge in different jobs in the Mikdash. There was Yechanan ben Pinchas. He was in charge of the Chaysomos. Achya was in charge of the Nesachim. Masi ben Shmuel on the Paisos. All different jobs. Who was in charge of Psachi was in charge of the Kinim, and the Mishnah says that's Mordechai, referring to Mordechai from the time of Achashverosh. Ben Achya on the Cholim Ha'ayim. All different jobs different people had, and working under them, so everything should function. Who is in charge of the Shir? Who is in charge of the closing of the Sha'arim? Who is in charge of the Achraza? The Shir is when the Levim start singing. Who is in charge of the closing of the Sha'arim? And then the Mishnah ends, mentions at the end, Beis Garmoy, correct. Beis Garmoy Amais Lechem Aponim. Unique, they knew unique how to make the Lechem Aponim. And Beis Aftinas Amais Akteris. Now, the Mais Akteris is something that they did not want to disclose. They were uniquely knew how to make the Akteris. They did not want to disclose to others. Now, the Mishnah in Yuma mentions Shem Shoim Yirkov about them, seemingly, that they didn't want to disclose the secret how to make the Akteris. That's the Gemara's discussion right in the beginning. Reb Chizkiya, Omer Reb Simon v'Rabbonon, Chad Omer, K'sheire Dor V'Dor, Bo Limnes Aleihen. Meaning, when it mentions over here all the different names, they were the ksheira, they were the most special from all the generations. They were the unique ones. So those are the ones that are mentioned. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Chayno Omar, the other one said, is a machloikas, Chizki Omar Rav Simon and Rabbonon. The other one says, no, it's not the ksheira dar v'dar. It's Chayno Omar, Misho Yab Oysadar Mono Masha B'dayroi. The Tanan the Mishnah mentions those that lived in his generation. Not that they were special and unique. So now it comes at a nafkamina. Zakti Gemara, the difference would be very simple. Zakti Gemara, man the Omar, k'sheri kol dar v'dar bo limnois, so ha'kulu no'im zech tzak levrocha. There's a Mishnah in Yuma, there's two Mishnayas. One of them it says zech tzak levrocha, one of them it says Shem Yishoim Yirkov. So if these are the ones that were picked out because they're the most unique, so then Taka, you have to say on all of these, it's zech tzak levrocha. Aye, what about Beis Aftinas? They didn't want to teach him Isaac Teres? That doesn't make them a Shoyim. They had a reason they didn't want to teach. It's not that people did not know how to make the Teres. They knew how to make it. They did not know their special patent, how to have the smoke billow up in a certain way straight. That they didn't want to teach. Okay, that's a family secret. That doesn't make them a Shoyim. So Havana Zech Tzak Livrocha is going on them too. Man the Omar, that Mishoyim Oysador, it's punk the one that was in the Tanis Dor. That doesn't mean that in the Olam they could be Shem Yishoim Yaakov. So man the Omer Mishoy Barsa Dor Mono Masha B'Doigoy. So then Al Kulanu Omer Shem Yishoim Yaakov on all those mentioned in Yuma it's Taka Shem Yishoim Yaakov, including the ones of Beis Aftinas. And Al Minam Ezech Tzak Levrocha. That's going on Ben Kotin V'Chaveigov that I mentioned in that Mishnah earlier in Yuma. This is what we learned yesterday. The Taich of Shem Yishoim Yaakov, the name of the Shoim should rat. As a matter of fact, there's a whole question in the Poitzkim. If you name someone after someone who's a Rosha, does that apply? Shem Yishoim Yaakov. So you have to have in mind, not the Rosha. What if in a Rosha punked out a name like Avram? That doesn't make it a Rosha's name. Avram is Avram Avinu. So that doesn't, it's Shem Yishoim is meant specifically a name for Rosha. Correct. Avraham Avinu was Avraham Avinu. There's no question. That doesn't fall into the category. Shem Yishoim Yaakov, when it's specifically a Russia, but the simple title is Shem Yishoim Yaakov, it should rat. This is what we got up to yesterday. Let's continue the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is what we got up to yesterday. Omer Rabbi Yoina. The Gemara now continues the Agadat Gemara. Ksiv, Shteta Poskin Yishaya. Lochena Chaleik Loi Berabim, Vesatzum Yichalik Sholol. This posuk is referring to as follows: Ze Rebbe Akiva shehitkin medrash, lochen achalak loy rabim besatzumim yichalak sholol. This is referring to on Rebbe Akiva shehitkin medrash. He was misakin the midrashim. Midrashim includes sifra, sifri, drushes, teres kahanim, halachos that were nischadish, hagodos is like medrash rabba, breishes rabba. And on him, it's referred to the pasuk achalak le berabim. Achalak le berabim means that he had numerous talmidim. Achalak le berabim, he had talmidim. And v'yesh oimrim
Elu anche knes akdoila. Meaning, them all the medroshim and the halachas and agodas were anche knes akdoila were misakin. Elamatik and zeh, what was the bekivim misakin? Klolus uprotois. Klolus uprotois, like we find in the Gemara many times, klalom rabbi kiva. Or, rabbi kiva was derish called kutz vekutz. That's called protis. Klolas, klalom Rabbi Kiva, protis, it's kutza yud. But the first problem, the Gemara is saying Rabbi Kiva was the one that was misakin all the different midrashim. And what does it mean, rabim, that he had numerous talmidim. Now, that goes very well with what we find.
So what's hanchikness?
The Gemara and Sanhedrin and other places, Stam Mishnah is Rameya, Stam Tesefta is Rav Nechemia, Stam Sifro Rav Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rav Shimon, V'kula Alibid Rav Akiva. That's Takna Chalitin explains. Kula Alibid Rav Akiva, because they were his Talmidim. That's what I mean. Rabim V'achalak Lebi Rabim. The first part is saying he made all these. But Achalak Lebi Rabim, his Talmidim, said it in his name, meaning.
So what's Anshiknes Agdoila?
They made Anshiknes Agdoila. No, that's the second pshat. The second pshat is saying no.
The second pshat.
Achag lebegam and Anshiknes Agdoila were misakin it, and they let it out into the ram into Klal Yisrael. What did you say? There's Atzumim Michalik Shalom, and Atzumim, the strong ones, Michalik Shalom, he spread the booty. And according to this pshat, in the Taklan Chalitin, it's very gishmak. Because they were Tak as Talmidim, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, and they were the one that's stoma is them. He gave over to every Talmud his chelik in Torah, what was the teva of that Talmud, and the Tziv explains in Hamik Dover, that in Hamik Shela. That is what was unique about Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. Zok Gemara Vayter. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rabavo, Ksiv. There's a pasuk that says in Divrei Hayomim, Mishpachos Sofrim Yoshvei Yavetz. What does it mean, Mishpachos Sofrim? What's the shvach of Sofrim? Sofrim means you're counting. What's a mile of counting? Zok Gemara, Elush Osas HaTorah Sfuros. These are referring to the Chachomim that made the Torah numbers. Like we're going to see soon in the Gemara, all types of numbers. Different prokim, different mishnah. You start with numbers. Chomesh esre noshim. Poitras is still saying. Why numbers? So it's easy to remember. There's other gemaras that say, Loma nik chachom sofrim, she sofrim kol ois shebetorah. They count every ois in the Torah. They knew every single ois, like it says in Bava Basra. So now the gemara says, what are those numbers referring to? Chamisha lo yitmu truma. The mishnah and truma. Chamisha dvorim chayim bechala. Five chayim in chala. And we find it in Seyden Noshim. Chomesh esre noshim, poitras is still saying. In Kotchim we find Shloishim v'sheish kisas b'teira, 36 creases. Shloishrei dova nema b'nivlas oivtor. So we see clearly that these are different numbers we find in Ezekin. Arba ovis Ezekin. In Moyed we find ovis melachas aboim chosrachas. Again, what's the purpose of numbers? They're called sfurais, they're called sofrim because of sfurais. Easy to remember. Zok demara omega beloza, ksiv. There's a pasuk in Ezra. It says, Le Ezra HaKoyen HaSofer. Now, Ezra HaKoyen was called a Sofer. Zok the Gemara, what does it mean over here, a Sofer? Zok Gemara, Matamad Loimar. It says, Ezra HaKoyen HaSofer. And then the next pasuk it says, Sofer Divrei Mitzvahs Hashem B'chukav HaYisrael. What's the repetitive Loshen? Zok Gemara, Matamad Loimar Sofer. Elak Shem Shoye Sofer B'Divrei Torah. Just like he was Sofer in Divrei Torah Shabiksav, so too, kach sofer divrei chachamim. So too, Torah shel Baal Peh. He was sofer exactly all the different halachas and all the different dinim. He numbered them. Numbering them is a way to remember. Zok the Gemara. Reb Chagi b'shem Reb Shmuel ben Nachman. He said as follows: Horishoinim, meaning the Rishoinim, the free the kederes, when the mevare the halachas, it's compared to Chorshu, they plowed; Zoru, they planted. Nikshu. Nikshu means they plucked out the bad seeds, the bad wheat, the bad things that were in the way. So from the tvur they took out the bad things. So that they went and harvested and they created all the halachas that should be kesalis nekiya. Kiseyu. And then they covered it from the top. Odru.
It doesn't say
Kisru. Kisru, I mean. Kisru. They Kisru from the top.
Also.
Odru. Kotsru. These are all types of malachas you do in the field. Omru. Omru means you're ma'amer. Doshu. Zoru. Boguru. Tochanu. They ground it. Hirkidu. Loshu. They knead it. Kitfu. Kitfu means you take the bread and you make it, you mechalak the lechem on the top, and that's how it's tov uponov. Ofu, and they baked it. So they did everything that you need for Melech Zapas, from beginning to end. And us, va'onu, we don't have to go delve into the depth of the halacha and how it came out. We're like, ein lonu ma lechol. So the different gersoys, the goyin has a gersa, ein lonu pe lechol. We don't even open our mouth. They just prepared the bread from the beginning, from the plowing to the planting, to everything, to the winnowing, to every part. And we don't even open our mouth. Or we don't have what to eat, meaning we can't even explain even the simple thing of what they prepared for us. He said, "In havun kadom in malochin anu b'nei enosh." This is like we have in the Gemara in Bavli. It says, "Im onu kamaloch, im onu, im onu." If there im rishonim kamalochim, onu kechamoyim. So that's what we're saying over here in Loshen Ushalmi. In havun kadmoin malochin, the previous generation, they are like malochim. So if they are like malochim, compared to them, we are like people. Anu b'nei enosh. We're like b'nei Adam. V'in havu b'nei enosh. And if we compare the Friedrich and the Doris like b'nei Adam, anon chamrin, we're like donkeys compared to them. Omer Amona by Yishai to Amrin. At that time, when this memory was learned in the Beis Medrash, so they said, not just like any donkey. We're not even compared to the donkey of a Pinchas Ben Yoyer. And the Gemara is going to say numerous stories with the famous donkey of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Zok the Gemara. Chamalte the Pinchas Ben Yoyer, the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Kenafte listoi belelio. Robert stole the donkey at night. Avdis temiro gabon tlosi yoimin v'leitama klum. It was hidden for 3 days by those ganovim, but the donkey did not want to eat because he didn't want to eat stolen or unmeisered foods. They thought about returning it. What do we need a dead donkey in our property? It will be easily discovered that we stole the donkey. So let's get rid of it. Let's return it. So Amri, they said, let's return it so it shouldn't be found by us and we'll be caught red-handed that we stole it. Afkinu, they took the donkey out. Azlas v'komas de altara de more. The donkey went and stood by the doorway of his owner, meaning a pichas ben yoyer. Sharius ben hekes. It started to scream. What's it called? A donkey? Neighs, exactly. It started to neigh. Oh my loin. So a pichas ben yoyer told his tamidim, paskun lahada alufta. Open up the door for the pauper. There's a pauper by the door. The Islon Tlosi Yom Leitama Klum. 3 days he didn't eat. He knew his donkey. He knew his donkey not going to eat from other people. It might not be kosher. Paschaleva Alslei. They opened the door for him. Omalun. So Pichas Ben Yoyer told them, Yahavale Klum Techel. Give him something to eat. Yahavan Kume Seogin Vilbois Lamechel. They gave him barley. He still didn't want to eat. Omralei. So he told his Talmidim. So they told the Rebbe, I mean. Omgen lei, Rebbe leboyis lemechol. He doesn't want to eat. Omar loin, so Pichas Ben Yoyer told his Talmidim, misachken inun. Did you take off meiser from this donkey? Well, of course he doesn't want to eat. There must be an issue with this. Zok di Gemara. Omru lei. So the Talmidim said, in. You're right. We didn't take off meiser. It's tevel. Omar loin. So Pichas Ben Yoyer said, varimtun de mayon.
I'm sorry.
Two nekudas. So Pichas Ben Yoyer asked Talmidim first, Misakin Inun, meaning Stam, is it edible? Did you take out the psoilus? Maybe he's not eating it because it's not edible. They told him in. Yeah, we took out the psoilus. That's not an issue. Omaloin. So he asked them, Vahimtun Demayon? What about, did you take off Trumas and Mises? Is it still Demay? Omulei. On that they answered, Loi. Chen Alfun Rabbi, you're right. So it said, you're right, we didn't. But the reason why we didn't is like, okay, Alfun Rabbi, didn't you teach us Halekeach Zera? If someone takes Tvua from an Amoritz, if he takes it Lezera, meaning to plant, or Lebehemo, or to feed to an animal, or Kemach Loigos, if he takes flour for ibud oiris or someone la'or, it's not meant for food. It's meant to put under the fire to heat up. So potter min admai, you potter. Dmai, that's a suffix ma'usar, you potter. Even though usually you take off from an amoretz, over here you're off the hook because the mice, it's for something that you're not eating directly yourself. It's Michael Behema. So that's why we didn't take off. On my loin, so Pichas Ben Yoy said to his Talmidim, Manavadei lahada alufta, di mechamgo algama sagin. What are you going to do about this poor donkey? He's machber more than what I taught you. So Mela, you have to go and take off Meiser. Vahim and the Mayan Vachaltos. They took off Tumas and Meisers, and then the donkey ate. Nishta posh the donkey. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara in Chulin says, Eina kodesh bochu mevi takola afilu behemte shal tzadikim. So since it was a chamor of a tzadik, so Eina kodesh bochu mevi takola to the behem of a tzadik. Now, it's not the pshat that the donkey had das. That's not the pshat. No, vos, it's mitzad the donkey. The Eibusha doesn't want chamor of a tzadik to be nixal and koshkin tzadikim atzmon. Because it's a gnai for the tzaddik if his property or his donkey does something that's forbidden, eat stolen property. According to this, Zokta Mashah, it's very geschmack, it's meyushif. Why was the chamor not mafresh with his das? You're allowed to be mafresh b'machshavtoi.
Because it doesn't happen.
He never had das. Zokta Mashah, not the pshat, the chamor had das. Chamor nishken das. It's a kodesh boch who ain't maybe takol al yodom. So maybe it couldn't be mafresh b'machshavtoi. Zokta Gemara.
It would be
an issue for the Baal. Zokta Gemara weiter, psachia ala kinim. Psachia, we said, is Mordechai. He was in charge of the kinin. Why was he called Psachia? The greatness of him was that he was Pesach Dvorim B'Dorshan. And the Gemara is going to explain what he darshan exactly. So the Gemara first says, Yedea B'Shivim Loshan. The Mishnah enumerated that Mordechai was Yedea B'Shivim Loshan. Now, all Sanhedrin members knew Shivim Loshan. But the difference between understanding and speaking, Mordechai was able to speak Shivim Loshan. Zokma Tony, Sanhedrin Sheish Moshnaim, if you have two members of Sanhedrin, Sheikhon Ladabi, they can speak Shivim Loshoin, Vikulon Guyin Lishmoya. But the other ones only know how to understand. So it's already called a Bezdin, it's Sanhedrin, that's already Arez Ruyel Sanhedrin. It's Roy, not the Spitz, but yeah, as long as you have two that know how to speak, that's sufficient. Shloisho, if you have three that know how to speak, Harezu Beninis. That's even greater than a Ruyel. Arbo, if you have four from its members, they know how to speak Shivim Loshon. Harezu Chachomo. That's a Sanhedrin that spits a Sanhedrin Chachomo. Nothing greater than that. Uve Yavne, the Sanhedrin in Yavne, Hoya Ba Arbo, there were four that knew how to speak Shivim Loshon. Zok the Gemara, who are those four? Ben Azai, Ben Zoyme, Ben Chachinoi, V'Rabbeloze Ben Yasya. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara now brings three stories that we said about Psachia, that it was able to be Pesach V'Dorish. Dr. Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Pamachas Yovsha Eitz Yisrael. Once there was Yovsha, there was dry in Eitz Yisrael, there was no rainfall. But the Yodim Echonovi Omer did not where to bring Omer. Carbon Omer can only be brought if the crop grows. If there's no rain, there's no Omer. So what are you going to do? Dr. Gemara, Vahava Tamon Chad Ilem. There was a mute person. He couldn't speak. So what did he do? The Hava Yoiv Chad Yodi Al Gagois. His hand he put on the rooftop. The Chad Yodi Al Tzrifim. And the other hand he put on a Tzrif. Now, what did he try to hint something? No one understood what he was saying. I seen who came to Pesachia. They brought him in front of Pesachia. Omalu, he said, so Pesachia asked, Is Atal, is there a place, the Miskaya Gagos Tzrifin? He's trying to point, you know where the Oim is growing? In a place called Gagos Tzrifin. Gagos Tzrifin. One hand on the Gag, one on the Tzrif. So they, or Tzrifin Gagos. Ozal Tamon Vashkon, they went to that place and they found Oimer over there. That's what it means. He was able to be Doirish. He was able to be Pesach and Dvogim with Doirish Ben. So Gemara said another story. Omar Rav Yose, Beirabun, Pamachas Nisraf, Kol Oilam Kuloi. There was a Nishdaf, I mean. There was a flood that destroyed a big part. Velohoi Yoidim Echonovi Oimer. They didn't know where to bring the Oimer from. It's time for the Oimer. There's nothing growing. Vavetamon Chad Ilam again. There was a mute. Davayoyev Yodi Al Einay. He put his hand, one hand on his eyes. Vyodi Al Sucha, and another hand he put on the hole of the door. That's called the Sucha. So people didn't understand what the guy's being hinting to. I seen the guy Pesach. They brought in front of Pesachia. Omalun. He asked the people, "Is Asal the Miskaya Ein Soicher or Soicher Ayin? Is a place called Ein Soicher Ayin the eye and Soicher the keyhole?" The Oslo Tamon, the Ashkon, he went to the place in Turkey and they found Omer over there growing. Zokmar, third Maisa. Shosh Noshim Eviu Kinein. There were three women that brought the Karbonis on the Mizbeach, the Kinim, Achas Vemeres, one of them said that Le'enosi, I'm bringing it Le'enosi. Le'enosi means because of, they thought it meant Le'enosi, because she has a flow. V'achas Vemeres Le'amosi, another Loshen. V'achas Vemeres Le'zivosi. So the Gemara understood, Zusha Meres Le'enosi, the one that said Le'enosi, Savin Meimar, people thought that she meant Shefaz Kamayon. Le'enosi means like a Mayon. She's flowing like a Mayon. Meaning she has to bring a cane, achas lechatos, and one for an oiler, like a zova. Omar loin, so Psachi said, no, that's not what she means. But I know sekanto, meaning this woman is just saying that she had a danger in her eye. She's coming to bring a cane as an adova, not a chatos. She has to bring two oilers, not an oiler and a chatos. She's coming to talk about her eye that was in danger. A toida. So it's a tchorben toida, not a zivo. Zusha meres, and likewise, the one that said liyamosi, savin meimer, the people thought it meant shefaz kiyam. Again, she has to bring a chatos and an oiler, like a zova, like a yam. Omar loin. So Psachi said, no, that's not her intent. Again, he's pesach v'doigesh. Biyamo sakanto. She was endangered on the ocean. She was traveling. She was in a danger. She wants to bring now an adova. So likewise, she doesn't have to bring a chatos and an oiler, but rather two oilers. And the third maisa, the third case, Zusha Mersli Zivosi, the woman that said Zivosi sounds like Zova. Savin, the Mehmet people thought that it meant Zova Mamish. And meaning you need a chatz and oiler. On my loin, so Psachi said, no, that's not her intent. Ze'ev bo little as b'no. A wolf, Zivosi means a wolf came to snatch her son. So she was menadeh to give a cane as an adova to the Mizbeach. So she has to bring two oilers and not a chatas and an oiler. Now, the reason why the Sanhedrin, we said, have to understand and speak all the Shivim L'shoynes, some have to speak, but for sure have to understand, is because, number one, they have to be Choyke de Edim. That's what the Mukhi Yosef says in Makkos, they have to be Choyke de Edim. So not all Edim speak the same language. And likewise, they don't want to rely just on a Meturgamon, because they want to hear it directly. So that's the reason why you can't rely on them. Let's see the next Gemara. Ben Achya, he was in charge of Choyle Ma'ayim, people that had stomach ailments. The Kahanim had stomach ailments. Why did they have stomach ailments? Zok the Gemara. Ayidei show you Kahanim Mahalchin Yechefim Al Ritzpa. Since they walked barefoot, you can't have a chatzitza. They walked barefoot on the ground. And they also ate meat and drank water. Now, by the way, they didn't drink wine, because you can't drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash, but avoid it. So, but instead they drank water. So, since they weren't covered on their feet, they came to stomach ailments. And Achi knew which wine, now the wine that he gave them, is obviously talking about wine that he then did not drink in the Beis HaMikdash. He knew which wine would heal the stomach ailment. Which one is a good wine for a stomach ailment, and which one is medicinal, and which one helps, or which one is not good, which one is summer, which one is poison, and mazik for the Bnei Ma'ayim. So mainly he was in charge of the refuah of the Kehanim. Now, besides the fact that they have to go Yechefim, you can't wear other clothing to warm themselves up. Maybe warm yourself up so you shouldn't get a chill. No. The Rambam says, clearly in Pirush Nayis, there's the Issa of Yitru Begodim. So mainly you're not allowed to have Yitru Begodim. They couldn't bring other clothing too. And likewise, you can't stop bring Big Dechulin into the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop over here, the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis.